Okay. First and foremost, I just want to say to everyone who are experiencing for themselves or just witnessing it as we see the news reports, may know someone or have a family member affected by it. I just want to, say thoughts and prayers out to everyone surrounding this coronavirus, this COVID-19 that's going around, because it's affecting everything. It's affecting everyone in some form or fashion, either sympathetically, empathetically. It's just something that you can't stop seeing on TV. It's affecting the day-to-day operations of jobs and businesses. And so I just wanted to start off the episode by showing some love and encouragement surrounding that, because it is a hard time for many around this country, around the world. And so we just hope and pray that it goes away, that we can just continue fighting and doing the things that we need to do to keep ourselves and our family safe. So just wanted to start off with that first. But the reason why I wanted to do an episode, because I see on an education side how this virus is taking its toll on everybody from kindergarten through college. And I teach adjunct in addition to being a rad tech in the hospitals. And it seems now to finish off the semesters, a lot of the lecture courses are becoming online courses. And for students, that can be a change if they were not used to having some type of online presence already. If they were not using a learning management system, like a Blackboard, if you will. That's one of the ones I'm familiar with, to a certain extent. Don't know everything about it, but I've used it frequently. And if they're not used to incorporating these systems into their lesson planning or their lesson building, then right now there is a lot of educational chaos, if you will, trying to transition from a traditional lecture format to an online presence. And I think for the most part, things could be abbreviated in terms of, hey, well, from given the situation and the urgency of transitioning, I don't think you will see a full 100% everything we were doing in lecture, everything online. There will be some abbreviation of things to still get the lesson and the main points across, but to understand that because of the urgency, we have to do this strategically and we have to do it correctly. And sometimes that may take more time than what you have at the moment. Nonetheless, if you are a student, just some words of encouragement. Check once you have login information, if you don't already have it, but if you do have login information, username and password to some of these learning management systems that your school says, hey, this is the system we're going to go to. This is the way you go about taking your exams, getting your lecture notes, doing different things online. Once you have that information in your hand, then the first thing I would tell you is to check often. All right, you got to check it often. Things change in a matter of hours to days. And if you're not checking email that frequently, maybe this is the time to check email from your teachers and professors. Check that frequently because there are things that they can just easily send out to the whole class as a group versus one person individually and just get things across the whole class. They can still send you things individually, but it's something about saying, hey, if I need my class to be able to do this and that, let me just send this mass email from the learning system and it link up to your email. At the same time, they could post things in learning units, post different elements to that learning lesson. Anything from a YouTube link to journals and blogs, discussion boards that they want you to give participation. So it is challenging, but if you are checking it often, you won't feel like you're behind. You have to give yourself some time to check it. Another thing too, is just start to change your method a little bit now. It at one point when you could just say, "Hey, at this particular time, I'm going to class. I am going to hear a lecture, and that's my allotted time." My classroom was from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday evenings. Now going to an online format, now you're looking at it like I have that whole week, or I have this X number of days to get these assignments done. Or if it wasn't so much about assignments, just lectures and unit tests, you see what I'm saying? Or quizzes. Now you have a certain amount of time to take that quiz online versus I know I was going to take it when I sat down in class. Okay. Your week is more spread out to get things done, which can work to your advantage because instead of knowing that, okay, from 6 to 8:30 I have to be positioned in that class, now your stance is I can be home, I can be at work, I just know I have to get it done within that week without delay, too much delay. So you want to be able to get your work done, but now you have a range of time to get it done versus I had to be in this spot physically from 6 to 8:30. Now, let me give a disclaimer on that. What you also may find is that your teacher may say, "Hey, everybody log in at this particular time," because sometimes they can do live video from the learning system where the class can dial in or link themselves in and see what's going on in real time. And it just depends on your professor who does that. Some of them will record audio where you can listen at any time to your convenience throughout that week, as long as you're within the deadlines that they set. Or you can do a live stream into what they're saying if they are choosing to go to an online classroom format of that nature. So you do have options there, but make sure you know what your teacher or professor is expecting you to do. Make sure you're clear on the directions early so that way you can plan your course of action for that chapter, for that lesson, for that test. You won't be behind because you knew, okay, I know I have to do so many posts. I knew I have to do so many responses, so many entries, things like that. Once you figure that part out, it gets easier because now you have a game plan. Okay, so it does serve an advantage to being away from a campus. You're in the safety of your home, hopefully. You have some type of internet access, and if you think about it, or you should have some type of resource out there that if you don't really have internet at this time because of the nature of what's going on around us with this virus, a lot of internet resources because they understand the online learning has shifted now to, well, the classroom has shifted to online learning. There are ways that you can maybe granted internet access at little or no cost. Because now the resources are out there because they want you to succeed. They want you to finish your curriculum. And they understand that this has been thrown upon you in the last few weeks. So look into those options too. Maybe there's a way that you can do it from home because the libraries are not open. Okay? The schools are not open or open to limited access. So I understand that challenge too. But overall, see the advantage of not having to go to class see the advantage of, hey, I have my time spread out now where I'm not subject to just these 2.5 hours getting things done, being physically present. I have a broader range of time now to get things done. Now, I will say this, and you can view this as a disadvantage, or you can view this as just being real, just being honest. Teachers are not stupid. Okay, I say this to my class every semester. Anytime you put online learning in the forefront or in the lap of students who are computer savvy, internet savvy, tech savvy, or even some that are not, the first thing in their head that sometimes goes off is, "Oh, I get to take my test at home." And light bulbs start to come on. Why? Because automatically there's the assumption, well, I can do my tests with my notes present. I can do my tests with my book open. Oh, wow, this is going to be great. And maybe that might be true because, again, you're at home. Nobody can see you physically taking that test or doing that assessment. But many of them are timed, okay? And I tell students all the time, if the test is timed and you have 50 minutes to complete all of those questions, you don't have time to be searching. Professors know how long you take on a particular question. They understand that you can change answers. So while they might not be able to fully prove that you are using your notes, the fact is that if you know you're using your notes and using your book during that test, but have no clue as to where to look, as have no clue as to how your notes are organized, were you even in class, or were you even present online to hear the lecture or something like that, they're not crazy. Your grade will reflect what you know one way or the other. So you may, "Oh man, I made 100 on this unit test. Great." But what about when the midterm or the final comes? Can you repeat that because you still didn't study? You was winging it. You were searching for the answers. But to me, if I got to spend a minute on each question trying to search for an answer that I probably would have known if I just studied, I'm killing my time, which in essence is going to kill my grade or affect it at least significantly. You might not fail, but you know you could have made better if you actually studied. So don't think professors are crazy or stupid because they know they can set your notes and your lecture to stay on for an allotted amount of time and immediately shut off right before they give you the assessment or the test because they know, oh, they're going to keep these notes open during the test. We can set parameters all day long. So being online doesn't mean, oh, I can get lackadaisical in how I study. No, you need to read the chapters. You need to take some notes. You need to listen. You need to learn. You do not need to view online learning as an easy A because I've seen people do extremely well and I've seen people do not so well because not because the lesson was so difficult, but because their method was ineffective or they had no method at all. Okay? So please keep that in mind. This is a situation that many students are not used to. And again, I think it can be difficult to transition from what you are accustomed to something that's really unfamiliar. But if you go in with the right mindset, if you go in with the mindset that this is a different way of learning, but I still have a role to play in this. Everything is not on your professor. They have a job to do in terms of getting you the information, making it accessible. That's the big job of the professor, is to make it accessible to you. Once it is accessible to you, it is on you as the student to be responsible for the work that is due. Okay? It's different when you're viewing elementary school level things and middle school and sometimes even high school, where you may have to include parent to teacher interaction more. But in the college setting, you're the person that's interacting with your professor, not your parents or your guardian. It's you. So you have to take responsibility for your education just as much as you would if you had to go to class. You knew what time to go to class. You knew what assignment was due the day you had to go to class. It is the same thing online. Be recognizant of your time. Understand that time should be set aside to participate in online learning. Okay? You need that. You need to be able to have some time, a right frame of mind, ability to read, ability to view slides, to view a link or something. You need to set aside your time. So plan your schedule and realize that you're not alone in this, and that your teachers are just one email, one discussion board away. Okay? Again, we have a role to play in this too, and it's to encourage you more than anything that it's going to be okay. So we in this together, all right? I hope this tip helps somebody who's not familiar with online learning adjust to online learning. It's not about knowing the ins and outs of everything related to that learning system, but it's just about adaptation right now. Adaptation, excuse me. You want to be able to adapt to this new system and do well within it. That's the bottom line. So I hope this tip helps. Again, stay safe, people. Do whatever you need to do to stay safe. And I'll talk to y'all soon. All right, as always, flip the coin over. Hey, thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Flip the Coin Over. To find out more information about me, feel free to go to my website, www.taacker.com. Feel free to find me at Instagram at TAacker and on Facebook, TAacker LLC. Look forward to hearing from you. And as always, flip the coin over. Thank you.